By all outside appearances, the new neonatal transport vehicle at Oshai Children's Hospital is just another ambulance, but inside, it's much more. An automatic lift raises the more than 300-pound wheeled isolette unit used to carry and protect premature babies, something the hospital's specialized transport teams used to have to do manually. And there's not one, but two of them, giving the ability to move twins. This ambulance also has a built-in generator, which neonatal nurse practitioner Katie Perry says is key to keeping the isolette running on long trips across western New York and sometimes beyond.
We not only heat to higher temperatures for the little premature babies, but we also have IV pumps, we also have cardiac monitors, and we now have a temperature regulation device that is used to cool babies, which is the first time that we're going to be using this on transport, and that also uses a lot of energy.
The transport team averages more than 300 moves each year, and the design of this next-generation vehicle has been in the works for some time. That, according to AMR Chief EMS Officer Scott Karashevsky.
We brought all the disciplines together to build this ambulance. We had clinical, we had fleet, we had the builder itself, and we brought everybody to the table and wanted to find out what the needs of the hospital were to be.
In addition to two babies, the new vehicle has room for a fourth member of the transport care team, where its predecessor only carried three. Those specially trained providers will continue to be able to respond to patients on a 24/7 basis. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.